W6N, 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 calling G7W. How do you hear me? Over.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Josh Shakespeare podcast. This is very, very uncomfortable because I'm doing this with people in the room, so it feels like, I don't know, I'm naked or something. Anyway.
Hey, that guy slept with 100 guys in one day. Did you hear about that?
Don't play outside of the space.
Oh, sorry.
How are you doing, though?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah. No, I feel good. I got 5 new minutes on pedophiles. I'm doing good.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. What's the angle without giving away the joke?
I don't know if I can do it without giving away the joke. I can say the joke.
Okay, then don't. It's okay. Fine, though. I'm happy you've got, a few new minutes on this.
It's about the Kendrick-Drake beef. I'll just say that.
Okay, then that's good, then. So, yeah. Okay. And is it one of those things where it can still be relevant afterwards?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, because my thing is, because of the new administration, that there are certain jokes that a lot of comedians have where it's now going to be, slightly, you can't really... I have maybe one or two jokes that I have to kind of tweak a little bit.
Oh, because Biden and Kamala are gone?
Yeah, because now there's it feels like a new vibe.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't.
You can always change. Yeah, you can, like you said, just rework how you say it and it can still work.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah, just talk about something in the past tense or something.
Yeah.
That can work.
I feel as though this should be maybe a Christmas-themed episode, but it's a little too late for that. But that's, Merry Christmas, everyone. That's when we're recording it around that time.
I think we'll find a way to make it holiday-themed.
Okay.
Or sorry, Christmas-themed.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. By the way, we're Merry Christmas people. we're not holiday. Happy holidays, people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go fuck yourself. Anyway, so today I wanted to get into. I dare say this is another psychological operation that is this Lily Phillips thing that's going on right now. So for those of you that don't know, first of all, a psychological operation is when the government uses the media, newspapers, books, TV shows, you see, sometimes actors, to convince people that something is correct even though it's not. So, for example, weapons of mass destruction, would you say?
There you go.
Yeah.
It's funny. Everyone on the left agrees on that one, but you bring up all these other things. And,
yeah.
They call you a conspiracy theorist.
There you go. Or the fact that, for example, it was considered, racist to say that COVID-19 as a virus originated in Wuhan, China. And then it was only until later on they were like, well, that's actually true. That would be an example of a psychological operation, I think.
Yes.
Uh-huh. This idea that, if a woman's vagina gets, looser the more sex she has, I think that's a psychological operation as well.
Did someone say that?
People think this, yes, which is the dumbest thing I've heard in my entire fucking life.
When was it that people started believing the media? Because they didn't believe it for weapons of mass destruction, right?
I don't know.
Young. You don't remember.
I'm 25 and you're 52.
I'm
so.
55, but close enough.
Thank you.
Yeah, people people used to question the media back when I was your age, Josh.
Yeah.
Back in the good old days.
Back when Rage Against the Machine did just that.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, so this is, I think, another example of the psychological operation. I understand that I'm feeding the machine by commenting on this because Candace Owens commented on it. Steven Crowder commented on it.
Wow.
Fox News commented on it.
Right-wing podcaster Josh Shakespeare.
Everyone comments on this fucking thing, and that's fine. But there's something interesting. Here's why I say it's a psychological operation, because there's a specific point about this that people aren't talking about that I think is interesting. So there's a woman named Lily Phillips, and she did a challenge, quote-unquote. By the way, that's a challenge now. She slept with 100 men in the span of 24 hours.
What the... How does that not? How are you not in pain?
Well, we're gonna get into that.
Okay.
On the fuck.
That sounds terrible.
We're gonna get into that. But so the clip that you're seeing go viral right now, which is, I think, is a bit misguided and is a bit out of context. It's like her crying and feeling remorseful about it.
Didn't she choose to do it?
Yeah, she did. Now that's the thing, though. Everyone is so. Here's the false narrative: is that people are saying, okay, well, she feels bad about it. Women are not supposed to do this, et cetera, et cetera. It's spiritually draining, and it's almost like she traumatized herself. And you could argue that, but I think that people are very capable of making choices and that they can do their own thing if they wanted. She wanted to do this. She's crying, but not for the reasons that you think. So we're just going to play the clip for a little bit. Okay.
What does it smell like?
This is after they. This is after the whole the fuck. And they go, let's smell the room.
After the 100?
After the 100 guys. And they're smelling what the inside of the room smells like.
Is that the girl?
Yes.
Yeah, he's not good with smells.
Lily then walked us through the process that she had repeated 100 times that day.
Come on in. Make yourself at home. Take your shoes off. I've got some hangers here if you want to put your coat up.
Nice.
Come on in. Where you travel from? Say, oh, lovely.
She's British?
Yeah,
yep.
Oh, so nice.
This is
to
in
meet
the UK.
You. I'll get you on the bed. Make yourself
this is in the
comfortable.
UK.
Yeah. Take off your trousers.
Oh, this is one of the guys.
No. This is a documentary and the guy's named Josh.
The phone camera, just say, I'm guessing you don't want your face in it.
Yeah.
And if they don't, it'll be POV, phone camera.
Yeah.
I'll start usually with a bob and then I say, like, is there anything you like, don't like, any certain position you want to do.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we kind of got straight into it.
Did you do the with a condom on or
no
I
didn't condom off.
Okay. And then but then like once they're having so it's like
yeah
condom
on
type
yeah
thing.
Yeah,
it does smell a lot like I mean, and there's a rose. That's nice. Did one of the guys,
there was one guy with a rose.
Surprisingly downstairs. Wow. Is not really sore.
Okay.
It's more just tired. My eyes sting like nothing else.
Why?
Because of all the cum in it. I think I repeatedly said, you can't have Facebook, not in my eye.
And they just went right at the eyes.
Well, I think like it might have been an accident. But no, I mean, I've definitely seen some spunky faces. And it just took.
It might have been an accident. How do you accidentally come in someone's face?
Yeah, I do that every day.
I'm not even hard.
It happens.
Whoopsie.
Yeah.
And 40 is still a lot of people. Like, imagine 40 people and be like, I'm not even halfway, like, done.
When was the last time you ate?
I think I had a yam yam, is that what they're called? A little pastry. And I think I had a sandwich, and that was kind of, and then the rest come.
See, now this is a good old fashioned woman. This is how they should be. Not eating, having sex all day. That's
that is hilarious.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I'd recommend it.
Why not?
I think if you're a different type of girl, it's very like.
Different.
It's kind of like being in a sense of like, it's just a different.
So they bleeped out the word. She goes, it's kind of like being a prostitute. I go, no, that's prostitution 100%. They
yeah.
paid you to, okay.
Maybe just, if you're a different kind of girl, you are the girl.
You
did it. What are you talking about?
Oh my God.
Feeling. I don't know how to explain it. Like,
it's not like just having sex with someone.
Yeah, yeah. Just one in, one out. Like, it feels intense.
This like is the part that everyone involved. Commented on, but this is it. They're missing something. I think it's interesting. She's gonna cry, right?
Sorry.
Okay. Just take
yeah, 1 minute.
She cries in British, which is funny. Oh no! Here come the waterworks.
That'd be funny if he just started unbuckling his pants while she was crying.
But it was good. It was more. I guess the interactions weren't like I'd have to stop them early and like you'd have to stand on business and be like, I'm so sorry, you got to go, and like the awkward interaction of like you feeling pressure to have to make them come if like you haven't spent enough time with them and feeling like
this is the part
they didn't. Like, you didn't give them a good time because, like, they only got 2 minutes.
And that's what's making you feel emotional, is that maybe you think you didn't give some guys a good enough time today?
Yeah, and it's hard, I think, having the...
This is the part that I'm talking about.
What,
you're not going to make me finish? I've come all this way. Like, kind of, like, guilt-tripping me a little bit. I felt bad. Like,
okay,
so
that's the end of the clip.
Time and, like,
okay. And so this is what I was discussing, is that everyone keeps commenting on this video and the woman doing this as if she feels regret or remorse and that she doesn't feel because it was like degrading or it was like it was traumatizing. And I go, guys, if you just watch a little bit after that part, she goes, no, I'm crying because I felt like some of the guys didn't enjoy themselves. She's like, I didn't suck the dick hard enough is what I'm saying.
Wow.
This is what I'm saying. So this narrative that everybody has where they're like, well, no, she's a victim. She's traumatized. She's mentally. I'm like, no, she's not. And also to further prove my point, she's going to do another challenge. Did you hear about this? I'm not kidding. She's going to do another challenge. So instead of 100 guys in 24 hours, she's going to do 1,000.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. She put an ad out. Unfortunately, it's in the UK, so I will not be attending. But but she's going to do 1,000 men in 24 hours.
Is that
now,
even possible?
Now, see, now I'm so glad that you asked that question. Is that even possible? Nerds on Reddit did the math on this.
Okay.
It's like a whole subreddit where they like, so there's a subreddit called, you know, They Did the Math. So they take these wild hypotheses and they go, okay, so what would happen if we mathematically did this out? Like, how many Charizards could, like, fucking fight Mel Gibson or whatever? And they would, like, literally do the math on this. So this woman named Lily Phillips, she put out an ad on Twitter, you know, formerly Twitter X.
I like it. It's a casting call.
It's a casting. Literally, it's a casting call. 1,000 men in 24 hours.
Casting
location
call.
To be determined, but it's in the UK. I'm so upset I can't go to this. Now,
oh my God.
Okay, so this is, they did the math, all right? So it reads, porn star Lily Phillips is attempting to break.
Oh, was she a porn star before this?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you thought this was just like a regular woman from
a regular person.
From Ohio?
Yeah.
You thought she...
Oh, that made it better when it was just a normal person.
You thought it was... No. This is a porn star.
Okay,
she does OnlyFans.
Well, it's slightly different, but still disturbing. But
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. So this is it. All right. Okay, so here's what it reads. All 1,000 men would need to ejaculate. Sorry. Okay, so porn star Lily Phillips is attempting to break a world record by sleeping with 1,000 men in 24 hours. Let's make a few assumptions. Number one, all 1,000 men would need to ejaculate in order for the record to be considered valid. Number two, group activity is allowed and up to 3 people can have sex with her at a time. 1 for each orifice. My God, are we over as a country?
Jesus.
All right, number 3, the length of intercourse for each man, you know, parentheses, time from penetration to ejaculation, is modeled as a Gaussian distribution with a man of 5 minutes and a standard deviation of 90 seconds. Let's also consider 2 strategies that can be employed. Number 1, 333 groups of 3 are formed, plus 1 solo participant. The groups from a queue and the next group enters only once all of the members of the group currently participating have finished. This continues until all groups have finished. So, number 2, a single file queue is formed. Initially, 3 people enter. Anytime one of the 3 people in the current group finishes, they leave and are replaced by the person in front of the queue. This continues until all men have been exhausted. Now, the ending. What is the probability that all 1,000 men will finish within 24 hours for both strategies? If the probability for either scenario is high enough, maybe also consider rest periods, bathroom breaks, naps, etc. Which would be much more realistic?
Oh, God. This is making me nauseous.
Yeah, this is absolutely
That
disgusting.
Response is funny down there. Can't believe I'm going to type this.
Yeah.
There's also a consideration of fluffers.
This is literally what they do. This is, okay, so I can't believe I'm going to type this, but, and then it goes, there's also consideration of fluffers getting said, gentlemen ready to deposit, quote unquote, this would cut down on time required for each male to be on the job, making her just a receptacle of a line of pumped up horn dogs.
Jesus.
Either way, you look at it, it's grim. It's very grim.
Yeah, it's really disturbing.
So that was just kind of the point that I wanted to make, is just that, guys, like, she's not, I wouldn't say that this is a traumatized, this does not sound like a traumatized person. This does not feel like traumatized behavior.
I think the trauma happened long before this. I think this is, I don't know why this person wants to do this, but.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm, because again, I don't judge. That's totally fine if she wants to do this, but I think that the industry is far more nuanced than this. This is, we're talking $1 billion. It is the oldest profession, centuries old profession. Women are more than capable of doing the things that they want to do, and if they want to do it for fame or they want to do it for money, that's totally fine. I have no problem with this. I just don't like it when platforms try to paint this narrative without going further into the video about, oh no, she's clearly, her soul is, she's returning to Jesus.
What?
Stop
the hell?
Stop. No, she's not. It's fine. She wants to destroy. That's fine.
Why would someone want to do this? That's what I don't understand.
Well, we're talking about her.
Just that?
Probably. money. I mean, if you think that this woman is not, I mean, she, you've probably passed her a loft at one point
it's
in LA.
It's just so disturbing to me. I guess, I don't know. Is it equivalent to someone like Jake Paul, would you say?
Maybe.
I know that's ridiculous to say, but.
No, it's not.
I
not
mean,
at all.
That guy went to like making goofy videos to fighting the most dangerous man in the world, all for attention.
Yeah.
What else has he done? He's done all other shit, right?
I mean, he also has a brother.
Okay.
Also equally retarded, but yes.
But why would you, yeah, choosing, well, I know Mike Tyson is old now, but.
Yeah.
I still would not want to
fight
Mike Tyson.
I mean, yeah, I still wouldn't want to fight Mike Tyson. I mean, like, Mike Tyson on his worst day, I still would not want to fight this guy. And many, many
but
other professional fighters have said the same exact thing.
That doesn't feel as disturbing as this feels.
Yeah. This is absolutely insane, but I mean, hey, you know, more power to her. And I love how there are other, so again, this is a subreddit dedicated to mathematicians, and they've also gone further, the comments are going further into it. They go, also, based on average of 1 teaspoon of sperm per ejaculation, you're looking at 4.9 liters of sperm, which is 8.6 pints in UK, or 1.3 US gallons.
These guys got to get a life. This is sad.
It's actually fascinating when you like go into the math of it. They go, so if we did get 1,000 guys to fuck this woman and then come at the, you know, in the span of 24 hours, here's how it would look. And they go, well, all right. I mean, that's 1.4 minutes per dude, including transition time between them. So be penetrated by 1,000 men, probably yes. But any definition beyond that, I'm skeptical.
With no breaks in 24 hours?
Yeah. They're like, and they go, well, this factors in breaks, et cetera, accounting. So. We're going to end on this comment, and then we're going to the next segment, because I just like this one. I really shouldn't admit to knowing this, but usually what happens is that they hire a number of porn stars, male, who can perform on cue. Ah, I get it. So there are guys that can just, like, basically come at will.
Right.
And then there are other guys come along and sometimes even pay to be a part of this whole thing. The woman then lies on her back, and then they line up with condoms on and penetrate her for a tiny amount of time. If they manage to finish, then good for them. But usually they have to go away for her to climax solo. That's how all of the so-called world records took place. She's pretty attractive, so I guess horny guys will be queuing up to take part. The paid male performers are filmed more extensively and are allowed to finish or not in her as her film desires. Later, the editing makes it look like a mad orgy. One other thing is they usually meant to have STD checks, but there have been a number of scandals where the company involved filming, it didn't really check properly. When you're having sex with 1,000 guys, the odds are almost certainly that someone has something you don't want to catch. I hope she's well paid. Yeah, so also in this documentary, they go, did any of them use condoms? And she said no.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I don't. What would. Why?
what? Oh my God, man. You know, she's very pretty.
You think so? Is there really someone that, like, is enjoying that?
I mean, if they pay the. If they pay the guys, I mean.
I just can't fathom why this woman would enjoy this.
You wouldn't do the reverse of this?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think I would.
You wouldn't do that. So hold on a second. You have an Asian fetish. So if it was like a ton of, so you're gonna.
Why
so
is that
like,
gonna play into every conversation?
I'm just saying it. Kind of does though. It kind of does. Like, let's picture this. Right. This is. You ever see Rush Hour 2?
Yeah.
Right. So this is Rush Hour 2.
Okay. I don't remember. I haven't seen it in a while.
You don't remember the massage parlor scene?
I haven't seen it in so long. I like those movies a lot. But
so you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do this.
1,000?
No, 100.
100. Even that, dude. What the fuck? No, I wouldn't do it.
Well.
No. I couldn't do it. It feels weird to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels weird to me. But maybe other people feel differently.
I do.
Yeah? You'd do 100?
No.
How many would you do?
I wouldn't do any of this. I'm just saying, comedically, I would go just to watch. just to watch. And I would like to interview some of the guys there.
Oh, that would be great.
Almost kind of like an arena or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that would be fun.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. Now, I did want to talk about Video games.
Video games, okay.
There's this controversy.
This is a lot different from the last segment.
Yeah, well, we're doing a bite size now, so, I mean, all that's right. Kind of what we're doing. One of these is going to be for the Patreon clip, but, again, make sure you guys subscribe to the Patreon and the Josh Shakespeare podcast on the Patreon.com. We're doing great shit over there. There's going to be merch. There's going to be extra content. We're going to talk about... you know, why Chris doesn't like himself sometimes, and then we're gonna, and then the proceeds will go to getting him a therapist.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be great, because you can't afford, you don't have your mother's insurance.
No, I think I actually could have therapy, though. I have health insurance.
Okay,
I just
good.
Don't do it.
Okay, so, do you see what we're gonna do that. That's gonna be great.
That'll be good.
Yeah. So, number two, there's this, you said, when's the last time you played video games, Chris?
Couple years ago, I have a PlayStation 4. I just never have time to play it.
I stopped playing video games a couple of years ago because I wanted to come here and do and just work entirely on my craft and do all that stuff. So it's difficult for me. But last I visited the whole video game world was like years ago. But I mean, it's interesting because I can watch it from the outside and see like what's going on. Apparently, people are complaining that a shaved-headed woman is now the protagonist of a video game called Intergalactic, made by Naughty Dog.
Okay.
And who did Uncharted. And
that's a great game.
Huh?
Have you played that?
What?
Uncharted?
Yeah, dude, I played the whole thing.
Oh, it's so good.
Have you seen the movie?
I did, yeah.
Did you like it?
Not really.
Yeah, why didn't you like it?
Well, the casting was weird.
Really? Oh, Tom Holland? I didn't like Tom Holland as
Dude, did you
Nathan
see
Drake.
The fan-made one?
Yeah, it was way better.
That
wasn't
was
it?
Awesome.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
What's that actor's name? He looks just like the character.
Nathan.
That guy. Yeah.
Philly Nathan something.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. So again, this is something I've been discussing with other people as well.
Oh, is this the person?
This is what it looks like. Shaved headed. Now I understand because people think that this represents quote unquote woke culture, that video games are like dying and stuff.
Because of a shaved head woman?
Yeah, I didn't really understand that part of it. But people in the comment section...
There's all kinds of badass shaved head women.
Yeah. Sigourney Weaver?
Oh, dude.
An
yeah.
Alien?
Oh, Alien 3? That
but
was
then
awesome.
But then here's the thing, though. I mean, I never saw that movie, by the way. I just saw it in the comment, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So here's what I enjoy about things like this, though, is that certain things become so controversial that they have to turn the comments off.
Yeah.
So they turned the comments off. So then I found what they were actually saying. This has like 1.9 million views in just a span of 6 days.
Wow.
Now, what I thought was interesting is that if you find the comment section, you'll see like a bunch of people talking shit. The comments turned off on this one,
Jesus.
Too.
Jesus.
It's insane.
What does the game look like?
It's basically, you ever see Cyberpunk or you ever see like Blade Runner 2049?
Yeah.
So it's basically like that.
That looks very real, though.
Like, yeah, I understand. Hang on one second.
I know that's probably an old person thing to say.
No, it's fine. Here's the issue, though, is that they got rid of the old staff that made fantastic games like Uncharted, and they got rid of them. They got rid of the staff, and then they replaced them with developers that, you know, your purple-haired variety, the pronoun people.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, so the uproar is because they have a track record of either disrespecting characters that have already been established as certain archetypes that have then been rewritten to be different people, like The Last of Us, for example.
Yeah, I know that game.
Right, and then
that's a good game.
And then secondly, I've seen this happen before. I've been in this situation. It's absolutely disgusting. Naughty Dog presents Concord Bebop.
They're doing this now?
Yes.
This feels very 2020. I feel like they're 4 years, 5 years late.
Yeah, but I mean, what's your take on this? Do you think that video games have a chance to be like great again, as they say?
So I feel like they're doing the like Marvel Comics shit. They're like ruining, like they made some ridiculous changes in comic books too that sound similar to this.
Yeah, like what changes would you say?
I'm not gonna remember because this was like 4 or 5 years ago. Remember they had the like they made new characters. One was called like Snowflake, and like you know, do you remember this?
No, I don't.
I kind of want to look it up.
But no, yeah, you could be if you it does, but we'll, I mean, yeah, look it up and yeah, no, you can just look it up right now and then we'll edit that out. Oh, your phone is dead.
I'm turning it back on.
Oh, well, thank you for turning it on for the program. Yeah, I appreciate that. But they made it. But you, while it's going on,
yeah,
what else?
They made these like I don't know woke characters. One was called Snowflake. I forget what the other one was called. But I thought this stuff was kind of going away because people realized that it's not popular.
See, that's exactly why this video and why this video game has caused such a controversy is because people are like, well, we just don't want this. And then people on the other side of this, they have this false idea that the reason why, I mean, well, there's parts of that that's true where they go, the only reason why you want it to be.
The other character's name, Safe Space.
Yeah. Oh, and this is a real Marvel character.
New woke superheroes, Snowflake and Safe Space.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about this.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I forgot about. I remember. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. I don't know. I just laugh at this stuff now because it's just so ridiculous. Video games. What else? So what else is going on with the video games? It's just the shaved head girl or
so,
there's
yeah,
other
but,
stuff?
So yeah, but so it's of the same exact caliber of what you just described.
Okay, yeah.
And it's not even about the character themselves because the video game hasn't even come out yet and you don't even really know what this character is like, but I think the issue is what that character what she looks like and what it represents for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like with the Jaguar commercial that
I
just
like
came out.
I like the badass ladies with the shaved heads.
Not for cool. me. So this is another point about it too is that they describe which I think I agree with is they go I think your problem is that you keep over-sexualizing these characters. And my thing is I mean, yeah, that's kind of the point.
Dude,
sex does sell.
This
and
has been a thing for, like, Grand Theft Auto has been this way for 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great point. I mean, yeah, there's a reason why you can go to the prostitutes in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I actually, I'm going to sound like a prude now, but I've always hated that. I was, like, bummed when that game came out.
Why?
I was just like, video games are supposed to be like fun for like kids, and now we're like going to prostitutes.
It's not fun to fuck a prostitute in the video game.
I told you I was going to sound like a fucking lame prude, but 12-year-olds are fucking prostitutes in video games? That's what we're doing now?
Yeah.
All right. I guess it's fun.
Yeah. Well. Welcome
is
to 2024.
That, is that healthy though?
I mean,
is that a healthy
no.
thing for? I mean,
but
I guess.
Mean, okay, but now, but then your argument, it's like, I mean, do you remember Call of Duty when you shot up an airport?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
But Call of Duty. So when I was a kid, there wasn't Call of Duty. What was there when I was a kid? I guess there were games where you killed characters. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The games I grew up in were a little different.
Yeah.
It was like Nintendo.
There was GoldenEye. I mean, okay, again, GoldenEye. Think about that.
Yeah, I played GoldenEye.
Killing like Russian soldiers in a. Well, I mean, I'm not sure if they were Russian, but yeah.
Yeah, I played GoldenEye. Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, yeah, I think violent. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess it got more real.
Yeah.
Like, when I was really playing video games, I was probably, like, you know, very young. Eight to 12 or something.
When I was a teenager and I really, really was heavily into video games, that was the thing. I just, in particular, I could not see myself getting too into it. I'm very, like, niche. I miss video games, excuse me, so much, by the way, to the point where it's, like, now a goal of mine is to get to a place where I can just play my own shit for a very long time. Like, there's so many video games I need to catch up on. But on top of all that, the problem is that people are upset. They're upset or they go, listen, I mean, you don't have to shave a woman's head to make her a strong character. Like, have you seen any of these anime video games like, what, Final Fantasy?
See, that's the kind of video games I love, the nerd shit. Like,
yeah.
Zelda and...
Yeah.
I didn't play a lot of the Let's Go Kill People games.
You didn't play a lot? What games did you play?
Wait,
hold on.
RPGs.
You didn't kill... What's an...
Role-playing game, which is... It's like Zelda or Secret of Mana.
All video games are role-playing games.
Final Fantasy.
You kill people in Final Fantasy, don't you?
But it's like...
It's like an anime
really
kill where it takes an hour?
I mean, are you killing, like... Toads and
yes,
you know,
yes,
in
yes,
Super,
you're
in Mario,
killing,
you're killing
yes,
the turtles.
Yes, you're destroying
but
the fucking
so
turtles.
But it's so silly.
Dude.
It's like silly. I feel like it's different than going and getting a prostate. There's somewhat of a difference between killing a cartoon turtle and fucking a prostitute. I think those are, they're slightly different.
Yeah, right? I think so as well. But yeah, you're right. It's slightly different. It's less violent, I guess, because the colors are brighter.
And there's something, and I don't know why, but there does seem to be something different about the sexual aspect versus the killing. Killing's fine, Josh. Kill whoever you
I'm
want.
I'm fine with killing.
But let's not sexualize the kids. They can be killing people. School shooters, you're doing great out there.
That's fine.
Get out
but
there,
again,
kill
I'm
some
just,
people.
I'm
just
saying,
don't
I mean,
have
like,
sex with them.
But so, and then over the years, for example, this is another example as far as video games go, where people are upset. Like they keep, let's use the word defeminizing Tomb Raider. Like every time you see her now, like her, I guess the argument is that her titties get smaller and smaller, which is annoying. I know.
That's because I'm designing.
I fucking That's hate why. The internet so much sometimes. I swear to God. Oh my God. But
people complain about that?
Yeah, this is an example of what people mean when
What's
they say
What's wrong
things
with the small
woke.
Tits? What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, she started out with bigger ones, I guess.
I think
the
smaller
like
ones are hotter.
Off. The point is
I'm going to talk to you about this comedian.
Oh, Leonardo Joni?
You know her?
Yeah, I love her. She's funny.
Oh
what happened?
She was on the Jimmy Dore show yesterday.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, dude. And I got to shadow you one of these days when you do that, cuz I really want to learn about these editing stuff. But go ahead.
Yes. She's hilarious. She lives here now.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I thought she lived in Texas.
Yeah. She just moved here recently.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to be seeing her a lot more often now.
Yeah, we should try to get her on a show or something. I don't know.
Absolutely. I agree. We should.
But they were having a similar conversation to this.
Oh, really?
Which is like, she was saying this, actually, where like, instead of like, celebrating what makes women great.
Yeah.
Women have tried to like just do what men do and be like, oh, we can do what men do too.
Yeah.
Well, but and they've just ignored what makes women special.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Whether it's like birth, childbirth or, you know, breastfeeding or something like that. Yeah, like whenever you get into an argument with these people and you go like, well, this is what makes a woman a woman, they go, well, not every woman can give birth and not every woman has to. I'm like, right, but the majority of people. And then I'm just saying like this is the argument that a lot of people typically have, and that's,
but like you just said, like, oh, you have to shave your head to be a badass. You don't need to.
You really don't.
You can be badass with
I have short hair. It's not, I mean, people don't think I'm even more dangerous.
Well, I do. But
that, well, I think the skin color goes along with that as well. But you're trying to be more dangerous by wearing this leather jacket.
Oh yeah, it's working.
Is it?
No.
Yeah, I know it's not fucking working. Piece of shit. Anyway,
here's the thing about the leather jacket. I was wearing leather jackets when I was 13 because I listened to punk music and everything.
Yeah.
But now I wear a leather jacket and I'm leather jacket guy.
Yeah, you know, I have the same exact problem because I have the same jacket just like that, but it's like I thrifted it and it's, you know, more cropped or whatever. But now, like, I'm the Terminator whenever I wear it, which is annoying as shit. I'm like, can't I just wear the fucking jacket?
Yeah, it's
without
just a
you
jacket.
People?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to what I was saying about the whole video games thing. I mean, I think it does not help. It's very...
The complaining doesn't help?
No, it doesn't help that either, but I think that there's a very vocal minority of people, and I don't want to say minority, I think the majority of people are saying this, but it gets lost in the ether. You can have strong female characters without them acting like men.
Yes.
It is a deliberate misrepresentation for you to think that we're only in it to because we want to sleep with the female, with the characters.
Right.
You can, if something's nice to look at, I also would like to play it as well. I mean, this goes for men as well. You want to have like a good looking protagonist or whatever, something that something about the protagonist that appeals to you.
Dude, here's more shit that drives me nuts with like comic books, for instance. Yeah. People would be like, oh, women are sexualized in comic books because they have big tits and they're like Rogue, you know, she'll be
Rogue.
Fit.
Yeah,
she's
I remember the Rogue controversy. That was a fun weekend.
Yeah, she's fit and she's got big tits and ass and everything. Well, what do the fucking guys look like?
Is another thing too that I miss about that, because, you know, when people say, I understand what people say when they go, you know, when people say make America great again, they go, when was America great? And I go, I think I understand what they mean because they say white. Mm-hmm. But if you go back and you watch those early 2000 animated shows, or even like in the 90s, everyone was chiseled. Everyone was jacked.
Yeah.
Everyone was jacked. The Fantastic Four. Magneto was a bodybuilder, and he's like a 82-year-old Holocaust survivor. Like,
right.
He was built. If you see, go look at the. I mean, just fucking
well,
look up any.
Well, now it's like. You know, now it's cool to be fat.
So. Now it's cool to be fat. Now it was like, well, everyone's body type is like different. And I don't know. I kind of want everyone to go back to being hot in movies and TV shows now. Specifically, like with spy movies and spy TV shows now, everything that comes out now, everyone is just like kind of skinny fat. It's like annoying. People keep forgetting like that was like a huge element of what made these spy shows like watchable or made these spy movies watchable. If you go from Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt to Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and now you go to Donald Glover and
I didn't see that new one.
I saw it.
I don't even think I saw the old one, actually.
I saw the old one. It was great. But just people keep... that's like another thing, too. That's like a topic separately from what else I wanted to discuss. But just like... That was another annoying thing that I noticed about these new spy shows that are coming out now where it's just like everyone just kind of looks ugly, which is... Or just like not hot. I'm like, guys, like the whole point of this was that you were supposed to think that you could never be a spy.
Right, yeah.
I get it. There's hyper-realism and then there's like cinematic that we're just playing around.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Another place you never, you get all, never mind, this is off topic, doesn't matter.
No, go ahead.
No, just the body positivity crap.
Yeah.
So you go into Target, you go to the women's section of Target, you see all these fatties, right, modeling and underwear. Yeah. You go to the men's section, it's just a bunch of chiseled guys. There's no one cares about the fat guys. We our feelings
gonna,
don't
I was
going
to say, like, you also never see, like, a mannequin in a wheelchair. That was another thing, too, I noticed. Was just like, you know, I mean, because there's like more, you know, functionally disabled people than there are like people who are like left-handed, for example. And you never see that here.
That's true.
So that's what I think is interesting.
I feel like I didn't follow through on this video game segment.
No, it's fine. I mean, you didn't. But I mean, again, I'm taking the lead on the hosting thing here. You're fine. I do want to bounce ideas off.
Should have had more insight into it.
That doesn't mean I don't like talking to you.
Oh, good. Yeah, that character looked cool. Is she?
No, the video game hasn't even come out yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're out of time on that segment. Okay. I can't wait to put this on the page. This would be fucking great. That was great. I think that was great. I'm right. I mean, I got my sleigh back on the roster. He's back on the roster, everybody. He's back on the roster.
That's good.
Do you want to start by opening up about what's going on in your life in any way, shape, or form?
God, when you said that, I was trying to think what's going on in my life, and I had a big blank.
Uh-huh. Why was there a big blank? You don't think anything you're doing is interesting right now?
No, I feel pretty good. I've got new bits that are working, I think. They're all about pedophiles, but hey, we do what we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. No, you know what? I was thinking things are pretty good.
That's good.
Because I... Are you restarting?
No. I just didn't, the timer just wasn't on, but continue what you were saying.
I don't know. Things are... My life was a disaster like 3 years ago.
Why?
I can't even begin to get into it. It would take another hour
to talk
about it. But
you got 15
basically,
minutes,
things
so
are good
like
now because I have a good, solid job that isn't like comedy, that is involved in comedy.
Yeah.
You know, I have a good friend group in comedy.
That's good.
My family's healthy.
That's nice, man.
I'm feeling good about the bits I'm working on.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, things are going pretty good. I've done some really cool shows.
That's nice.
Got to go on tour. You know, it was a pretty good year. Yeah.
Nice. Where are you guys going?
Oh, well, I mean, I went a month ago to the Midwest. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And I think next year I'm going to go to the Northeast.
Oh, nice.
With them. I want to do Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay. I've never been there before.
New York and stuff like that because I can visit my family. You
never
been to Providence?
In New York?
No.
Oh, no, you're at Rhode Island.
Boston.
Right. Yeah, Boston.
They're in Boston, but I can visit them.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I want to try to get on other shows out of state next year.
Yeah.
What about you?
Me, in particular? Like, what's going on in my life?
I like how this is the toughest part of this podcast.
Of course it is. Yeah. It's not easy. But what do you mean by that? Like, what's going on in my life in particular?
Yeah.
It's difficult. I'd say, so I'm off of cannabis.
Oh, good.
Like, we're doing the sobriety streak again. Because again, I'd do it sporadically, you know, but then it's very, very easy for that to become like a habit, which is very, very annoying, where you'll do like edibles. Like, there was a phase I went through where I did like edibles every night before bed.
Oh, Jesus.
To the point where, like, there's experience in this because, like, I'm now like a cannabis edible connoisseur.
Wait, like a small amount or something?
Well, define small amount, because there'll be like there's 5 to 10 milligrams, and then sometimes there's 20.
I have no idea. I really have limited experience. I've done this once, and I hated it.
Yeah, everyone hates it. What, do you think you were going to die?
It was just miserable. I don't know. I felt awful.
Yeah, I mean, probably an indica. Feel good, feel bad about it. But anyway, one of the things that I noticed about this was just, in particular, I prefer to be a much more sharper, clearer, cleaner version of myself when I go directly into it.
Uh-huh.
Just in comedy, just in life. So it's very rewarding, but I feel like Eminem. Because of just how genius I am at times and how good I am at, you know, this, but just sometimes.
This is when you're not taking?
This is when I'm not, yes. Okay. This is when, because he went on a sobriety streak. I mean, well, he's like, what, 15, 20 years sober now, which is absolutely astounding. But yeah. The clarity that you receive after this, I think, is absolutely insurmountable.
Yeah, when you go so
get yeah, sober. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So oh, yeah. It's excruciating. I've done, what's it called? Here's the problem, though, is that in order to do this, I dipped back into a vape,
okay.
and then I got out of it instantly.
Vape, like nicotine?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, the nicotine. And then this was when I was in Vegas. Now, okay. Rightfully sure, I should have done 3.4% THC. Now it was 5. I went back into it, like I hit it hard.
Okay.
But now, you know, but then when you go back into sparring and you realize like how much it drains the fuck out of you. I was like, you know what? I value that even more so. So we're back to the streak now too. So thankfully I'm out of that as well.
So now you're totally sober.
Totally. I was always totally quote unquote sober. It's just when you dip back into it for whatever reason and then you get out of it is the annoying part about it. But compelling shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't drank in 10 years, so.
You said that you were sober for a considerable amount of time.
Yeah, at least 10 years now.
At least 10 years. Congratulations on that. We're gonna add an applause like the ones you hear in Nickelodeon.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. What do you mean? So why'd you go sober?
Just to be healthier and, like you said, clearer, and focused.
How bad did it get, if you don't mind sharing?
Not bad. It just felt like I was wasting my life.
Yeah.
And then
as a result, you did comedy. You did.
I know, exactly.
But continue. With
yeah, like it's supposed to, everyone said, I'm supposed to be healthier now. Yeah. This is healthy.
Do you feel healthy?
No, that's the thing. It doesn't feel healthy. You know what feels healthy? Drinking. Drinking feels healthy.
It feels good. You feel good about it. What was your poison?
I don't know. Just whiskey or beer or something.
I've heard about whiskey before. Is that like an Armenian thing where you guys just like whiskey? Or
something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Whiskey. Did it get like real? When was your?
When was
did you decide you needed to go?
I was working at a club, and then which was a night job.
Uh-huh.
And then every night after, we'd be drinking until 4 a.m.
And here's what's ironic about that is that like as a stand-up comedian, you're going to be around those people even still. Like even
a lot of stand-ups are sober. Is weird. You really? Are right. There's a lot that do.
I think it's 50-50. I think
it
there's
is
a lot 50-50. Of, yeah, there's like a lot of sober comedians that do jiu-jitsu. And then there's like the slob, kind of like pudgy, or maybe.
You know what's fine? All of my best friends in comedy are sober, every single one of them.
Nice.
Nick Dervosla, Brian Wyora, Lee Ting doesn't really drink.
No.
Who else?
I've never been drunk.
You've never been drunk?
No.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
It doesn't look fun to me at all.
I don't think you'd like it based off your personality.
I don't. I mean, I've had sips of alcohol throughout my whole life, but like just I've never been drunk.
It's the opposite of what you're saying you like, which is being clear and focused.
Exactly.
And
that's why.
In control. Like drunk is just silly and sloppy.
Any type of stimulant that I will take will be for either performance or introspection. So.
Yeah. Drunk is the opposite of that.
Yeah. I was like very close to doing, I think, shrooms at one point, but I was like, you know, it feels like what people come out of it saying how they feel. I go, you know, I felt that already through just rigorous meditation and mindfulness and journaling. And
yeah.
Shit.
I remember, I forgot we got into this discussion with Julia and Eric that night.
Yeah. There was a huge debate about it. And I was like, yeah, I mean, you guys are kind of assholes. So I'm kind of, I'm lost on this idea that like just taking shrooms makes you like a better person.
God,
I'm so annoyed by people
assholes.
In I'm so annoyed by people in LA that think that just because they do like X amount that they're better people. I mean, like the things that you people think make you good people are, it's
yeah,
insane to me.
I hope Julia sees this. I love you, Julia.
We love you, Julia. You know, Merry Christmas, Julia. This would be great. It'd be great if we tagged her on this.
I love her. I haven't seen her in a while.
She like disappeared. I think she's back in Chicago right now.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, people disappear. She disappears and then she comes back like as a heavy hitter. Did you go to her show?
No, because I had two shows that night. Couldn't go. Did you? You didn't go.
No,
right?
No. But I wanted to. I had work.
Yeah,
I had to work.
It sold out. They said.
Yeah, I saw it sold out, and then I thought about you and the show we were gonna do. So that was fun. That was fun. You know, she
how
had like follow
tickets?
Through. I don't know. We gotta ask her. I was thinking about outsourcing. You know, eventually when I use this space for shows and shit, I was thinking about outsourcing to maybe go to USC campus and just pretend to be like one of the students over there.
Oh,
and maybe go to UCLA, kind of like a double agent almost. You know,
people do. Recruit audience members from places like that.
I was thinking that too. I was like, you know what? That might be a good idea. Mm-hmm. Fucking go that way. Go that route.
College kids, that's my demographic, dude. They love me.
Are you making a joke or are you being serious?
I am.
I think you look like the guy that sells them drugs.
Yeah.
But
they don't like me.
No.
I'm a big hit with like 50-year-old men. Hmm. That's my demographic.
Why? What makes you say that?
I have a lot of war and genocide jokes.
That's a good point. That is a good point. That's what's interesting about that, too, is like I'm noticing a lot of older people can't connect with anything that I say when it comes to therapy or anything like that.
Every crowd is totally different. Like Nick opened for Jimmy Dore.
Yeah.
Because they swapped Travassola? Shows. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The theater one. How'd that
go? It was interesting. He did well.
Yeah.
Nick can kill and he didn't kill.
Hmm.
But he did well. But it's because like he's not used to that audience and that environment. You know what I mean?
Like the audience being that big or just being that type.
It wasn't a big audience. There's only like 60 people. It's a small black box theater.
Oh, it looked full though. But I mean, did it sell out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just a small black box theater.
Yeah.
But he did well. He did well. But it was just interesting. Just because it's not his crowd. They're older.
Yeah.
They're politically a certain way.
Yeah, yeah. And
Nick is younger and he usually plays to a different kind of audience, a younger crowd, a Hollywood crowd.
Yeah.
So he had to adjust his set. Mm. I don't know, it's interesting. I think it is good to be able to adjust your set and adjust what you're doing to the environment you're in.
Yeah.
Like
I agree. I'm the same way. It was like this for me when, but then, I mean, my thing is this though, is that I don't think I ever have to do that if I'm funny enough. There's just certain topics that I wouldn't cover first.
It's possible that you're right. As long as you figure out a way to relate to the audience and bring them into what you're talking about,
right.
Which I don't know if that's always possible. I don't know. It might be,
You didn't perform on the show either, did you?
No, I didn't do this one. I'm doing one on the 28th.
Good luck. Let me know. Oh, on the 28th, I might be able to come to that one.
Yeah, it should be fun. Jeff Dye, Sam Tripoli.
I'll come to that one, definitely. I love Sam Tripoli. He has some great stuff on social media, so that'd be a free plug.
He's
for
awesome.
Sam. Yeah. That'd be a free plug for Sam. That'd be a free plug.
I usually do well. I've always done well opening for Jimmy because it's a specific audience.
Yeah.
They
like you and these are like, what, 50-year-old men, apparently?
No, it's older people. Yeah.
Yeah.
30, anywhere from 30s to up.
Okay.
And they're, you know, they're not woke liberals.
Yeah.
Did I tell you what happened on tour that... These two women came up to me and they were like, is the whole show going to be like this? And I was like, what? And I was like, why? And I swear to God, they said this to me. They said, well, we're liberals and we're offended.
Oh.
They literally said that to me, like no irony.
Yeah. I would just go, you know what? I understand. I hear what you're saying. Let's just continue this conversation, you know, outside. This is like a public space. And then I would lock the doors. I would have them come outside, let's have a conversation, and then I would just shut the door and then lock it and then have them not come back in.
That's hilarious, first of all. That would make a good sketch, by the way.
If you just go, yeah, you know, just hey, you know, it's great when you treat people like that. And you go, you know what, just hold on 1 second, and then you just leave and never come back.
You know what pisses me off is I tell people this stuff, right?
Yeah.
I say, you know, there's a certain people that are perpetually offended.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, your typical like right wing comedian complaining, right?
Right.
Yeah, of course, I'm not right wing at all.
Yeah, we don't.
And they act like it's not a thing.
Yeah.
And then I encounter the exact thing I'm talking about.
And then you feel vindicated, but then.
But they still want to act like it's not a thing.
Yeah. I don't think that their intention is really to hear you out or just to. You're seeing this on a much larger scale where people just kind of still want to live into their own reality.
Right.
I think that's interesting. They preach acceptance, but they refuse to accept the experiences of other people if it does not fit into their narrative,
right.
Which I think is very, very interesting. Yeah. I thought that was funny, like right after the election, which is, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I hear you. Shit like that happens.
It's just unbelievable. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I only talk about pedophiles now, so I'm off politics.
Yeah, I mean that. Well, you know, they're kind of interconnected.
They are.
I mean, you know, they're kind of. You're gonna be. You're like, yeah, I'm done talking about money. Now let's talk about the Rockefellers. It's like that. This is not how that works, but I totally get it. Yeah.
No, I am trying to do that though. Is where when I go into shows, I want to try to tailor what I'm doing to wherever I have to be.
It's difficult. I did a winery, and they didn't understand anything that I was talking about. So I get it.
Like, I've gone and done Nick's shows.
Yeah.
And a lot of time, those are young Hollywood woke type people.
Uh-huh.
And so they hate everything I have to say.
Yeah, well.
So I don't want to do that anymore. I either want to adjust to fit the environment that I'm in, or just don't do those shows, because what's the point?
I stopped doing Bringer shows, and I apologize to Nick DeVarsalo because he keeps asking me to do them, and I was like, I'm not doing this one. Are you out of your fucking mind? I'm very flattered and I appreciate the offer, but I'm just like, it's gonna ruin the act if I don't.
I hear you.
Yeah, so that's just my
his. It's weird. I know their shows are Bringer shows, but they are awesome. Like,
no, I've done drunk new
show.
Jokes before. It's great. I just don't.
Yeah,
it personally,
great.
I'm just like, this is not it, man. For me, I mean, no.
Yeah.
I love it. I did the show. I did very well when I did it. And I got. It was because of that show that like an idea that I had written down that I never performed, has now become a new. It's become a joke that's not fully formed, but I can do it and tweak it a little bit and still come out on top, but. That was like impromptu. Like, he didn't reach out to me previously and go, "Can you bring people to this?" And I was like, "I'm."
It was was it out of the bucket?
Yes. No, you were there, and Julie was there,
yeah.
and Suman was there.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. So that was great.
Yeah, their show at the Ice House is amazing. They've sold it out twice.
They do jokes at Ice House?
No, they do Jester's Court.
Oh, okay. At the Ice House. Okay, next time.
Yeah,
next time, send me the invite and I'll head out to that.
Yeah, come, man. They sell it out and it's always awesome.
Okay, so free plug for the Ice House and Jester's Court.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. We're out of time. You can even hear the church bells going on in the background. So it's like a little bit of overlap. But yeah, thanks guys for tuning into that one. Make sure you guys subscribe to the Patreon because it's gonna be. I can't wait to get it started. It's gonna be great. You know, leave comments, questions, concerns. I'm thinking about starting a mailbag at the end of this too, where we just get some questions from people, because we do have people. Whenever I drop a skit, they'll comment on it, even if it's a short. So they'll say something and they go, oh, you know, I like this, I like that, or they ask me a question. So I'm happy about that I got some engagement off of this. And I mean, thanks for joining me again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
I like talking.
Yeah. it's unfortunate. Discuss that. No. I genuinely enjoy talking to you, despite the fact that you sound like there's a gun in your mouth every time. But
I don't like
no.
That.
This is great. I tried to be a little bit more monotone instead of yelly this time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was great. Tell the people where they can find you, Chris.
Oh, at Chris G. Keen on every platform.
At Josh A. Shakespeare on every platform, except for PSN. That's Shakespeare Josh. And then also on Apple Music, because I make podcast. I make playlists for fun. So that'd be Shakespeare Josh at Apple Music. We may consider doing a separate like YouTube for this, or a separate Instagram account just for the reels and stuff. And then I may invite you as a collaborator on if you're comfortable with that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, thank you guys again for watching. This was episode 11, technically. I mean, well, you know, we were filming this out of order, but that's what we're going to do. So, yeah, thanks guys for watching, and we appreciate that. I think this was a very funny podcast. So
it was a fun time.
Peace. Bye, everyone.